Dino coming down in 3-2-1. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank's the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. I know, it's only one game, but boy, it's nice to win the home opener, isn't it?
You know, yeah, and you're right. It is one game, and you don't ever want to downplay it either, but it's one game. But with so much that went into yesterday, you know, so much of the emotion beforehand, you know, to play a game like that where there wasn't a lot of offense going on, and then when we did, we weren't able to push a run across. You know, we had a runner on second a couple times with nobody out, and we just, you know, we double plays or we, you know, didn't get it done. And then to win it the way we did, it was a good capper to a really special day.
You know, the guy that you got this offseason who will be a difference maker, Edwin Encarnacion. I mean, this is the beauty of this game, too. I mean, it was set up twice for him to be the hero, and he probably wanted it more than anybody in the ballpark.
Yeah, I agree. And it is. It's a humbling game. And the one good thing is with Edwin is we all know that at some point here, and it's probably going to be pretty quick, he's going to do some damage. And I always firmly believe that guys with track records, they're going to get just as hot as they got cold. I don't know if it's a scientific formula, but it really does work out that way. And the guys he's leaving on base now, he's going to get them in here, and that'll be fun.
I think next year, Tito, I'll join you in spring training with about a week to go, because if you looked at the numbers, you'd say, well, Carlos Carrasco isn't ready to pitch. He didn't pitch enough in spring, but by golly, he's looked about as good as anybody.
You know, you try so hard when you leave camp to make sure everybody's ready, and you just can't do it for some – Carlos is a good example. And you worry about it, and you have anxiety about it. And then the bell rings, and he comes out, and he does really well. How many times do you look up and you see a guy that hit 400 in spring training get off to a slow start or the opposite? It's the damnedest thing, and it happens every year. I still feel better when I know we leave and guys are ready because you can sleep a little better. But you're right. It's the damnedest thing sometimes the way it works.
Terry, as far as your pitching right now, I mean, we all know how good this bullpen can be, and we also know how careful you are to not overexpose or overuse guys early. But, boy, when you get in a jam and you look at Andrew Miller, and granted, he had a great play made behind him, but some guys just melt in that situation. He almost seems like he's even better in a jam.
Oh, I think those guys like pitching with the game on the line. I agree. Cody, Shaw, and Andrew for sure. And I think yesterday, I think Brian Shaw deserves a ton of credit because he warmed up. He was going to pitch in the eighth. And when we switched over when we didn't get to him in the seventh to Andrew. So he waded through a couple guys, and then he comes back later and pitches. And not a lot of guys can do that. And Brian does it, and he does it well, and it's valuable for us.
You know, we talked about how tough it was for Edwin Encarnacion, but did anyone deserve the game-winning hit more so than a Michael Brantley when you think of what he went through a year ago?
You know, Hammy, during games, I don't get too caught up in the emotional stuff, but when I was walking out on the field when they were dousing him with stuff, it was hard not to think, boy, this is appropriate. And, you know, you saw his face. He was drenched, and he was happy, and it's hard not to have a little extra feeling for somebody like that.
And then take emotion out of it. Sure is nice to have that guy walking to the plate with a game on the line, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. He didn't, you know, he didn't swing the bat great yesterday. He knew that. But with the game on the line, because of who he is, how he hits, the way he uses the whole field, he always has a chance. I mean, that kid was throwing him 99, 100 miles an hour, and we needed something to happen because we weren't going to drive him in probably the conventional way. And I'll be darned, he slices one down the line because he uses the whole field, and we got a chance to score. Ends up being a really good day on what could have been a frustrating day.
Tribe Manager Terry Francona, that's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and White Sox coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. It's the Manager's Minute. Yeah, we haven't even talked about this. I don't know if you even know Rick Renteria, the manager now of the Chicago White Sox, but I think a lot of people in baseball were really happy for him. He lost his job with the Cubs not because he really did anything wrong, and for him to get another shot, I think baseball people really appreciate that, don't they?
You know what? Yeah, and I thought Theo and the Cubs did a good job of explaining, hey, this is kind of, you know, it's you're right. It's not maybe the the nicest thing to do, but it's how we feel. And then I thought for Rick, he handled it really well. And normally when good people handle things well, good things happen. And you look up a couple years later and he's managing it again. And from everything I've heard, people love him and they certainly respect him. And he's good for the game. He's kind of a baseball lifer, but it's hard, unless you're playing him, it's hard not to root for him.
Tribe manager Terry Francona on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.